Hello everyone, this is Mariam Narona with Behind the Brands, the marketing podcast. My humble endeavor to share with you insights and trivia associated with the making of some iconic brands. We're taking a look at some stellar advertising campaigns, and in this episode, we take a look at the evolution and transitions in the journey of India's most recognizable jewelry brands, Tanishq. Tanishq, a brand that entered the bastion of one of the strongest pillars of the Indian retail landscape, the family jeweler or the traditional jeweler. Its debut marked the foray of the Tata Group, which is known for its reliability and ethical business practices, into what hitherto was considered the domain of the family jeweler. The entry of brands into an arena previously dominated by traditional jewelers was not one without its set of challenges. The need for a strategic approach to enter into a market which was dominated by traditional jewelers called for some innovative moves. The brand name Tanishq was coined by the then managing director of Tanishq, Xerxes Desai, and he put together Tari, which is body, and Nishq, which is a gold ornament, and came up with Tanishq. One of the strategic moves Tanishq made was that it worked on winning the trust of its customers by installing carat meters in its outlets for the customers to check the purity of the gold which they owned. So it did not openly say anything against its biggest competitor, but it highlighted the importance of ethical marketing and helped customers to see where they would get their money's worth and whether they had been getting their money's worth from the institution in which they had placed their trust for decades and for generations. So Tanishq's innovative marketing initiatives have literally taken the Indian jewelry market by storm. So they came up with several path-breaking innovations like the impure-to-pure exchange, which enabled them to break existing customer relationships with traditional jewelers and rapidly acquire new customers. So Tanishq offers exchange for any jewelry and also offers a saving scheme which used to be called Golden Harvest. And since jewelry is a product that has aesthetic appeal, the design element and product range was an important factor they chose to focus on. In the year 2003, when Tanishq was launched, its portfolio comprised diamond-studded jewelry in Western designs. But the company soon realized that in order to succeed, it required to arrive at a judicious mix of traditional jewelry and contemporary designs. So they learned to value regional preferences next, and they began customizing designs based on the region in which they were going to offer the products to and the markets. So they created contemporary versions of, say, the traditional 7 diamond floral motif collection. But they retained traditional designs in case of items like Mangalsutras, which are worn by Indian married women. The jewelry designs showcased in Tanishq stores in South India, therefore, was very different from designs, say, available in a Tanishq store in North India or in the eastern parts of the country. So, beautiful products, contemporary designs, wide range, a team of designers who came up with all these beautiful designs, and an importance to certification of jewelry are all factors that made Tanishq the success that it became. The introduction of various price points based on target market, introduction of saving schemes and exchange offers have also helped. And among the other factors responsible for growth, they have worked on new customer acquisition and on building loyalty among existing customers. Now, Tanishq is available only at exclusive outlets, and this was among the company's very first innovations from a marketing perspective. Tanishq is a retail brand that provides customers with a unique shopping experience, and they have a customer-centric philosophy. So their designs are created keeping the customer and his or her preferences in mind, and it also recognizes the fact that a woman plays different roles at work and at home, and she dresses differently for every occasion, and accordingly they've come up with different collections which have been created to suit every need and occasion. So Tanishq has launched a range of exquisite branded jewelry collections which have been created by its award-winning in-house design team, and it is this team is easily among the best teams in the country. And they have a number of branded collections like Tanishq Arya, Diva, Hoopla, Collection G, Tanishq Solo, Nilufer, Mia, all these. So the unique aspect of Tanishq's offering is that each piece of jewelry is accompanied by a certificate of authenticity, which certifies the purity of the gold, the color, clarity, and caratage of each diamond. So they start also from very affordable prices, and then they also have special high value sets which are custom designed for the higher end of the market. Now, for any brand to enjoy trust and establish credibility, values are very important. And values have helped Tanishq to become successful. As a Tata company, their brand philosophy has been delivering outstanding customer value. They have a fair and transparent business model, and this is why they were able to make inroads into what used to be the sole preserve of the traditional or family jeweler. At the same time, they have used some innovative marketing and promotional strategies. They also have some very good distribution strategies, and all this collectively has helped them to realize their vision. So they have created a brand persona for themselves. The brand has its unique personality, which is pure, stylish, and exquisite. So they've used advertising, be it print, be it billboards, or be it their storefronts, to draw customers inside the store, to encourage them to walk in. And also Tanishq has designed crowns for the Femina Miss India contest, and all these things have helped it to gain some leverage in public eye. And so let's just delve deeper into Tanishq's advertising initiatives. Now, take their print initiative. Since its inception, Tanishq has invested in good high impact print campaigns. And in the early years, now Tanishq is now over 3 decades old in India, more than 3 decades. Old. And in the early years, print advertisements in newspapers and magazines were its mainstay, and the target audience was upper middle class to lower upper class women, and the selling proposition, the USP, was exclusive designs, elegance and class. Now over the years, the focus of Tanishq's print ads has shifted from just simply showcasing jewelry which is worn or could be worn by a celebrity brand ambassador to sharing information about the product, about offers, discounts and schemes. So while Tanishq was a pioneer in the Indian branded jewelry segment, very soon competition came in, and as a competitive strategy, Tanishq adopted a 360 degree marketing approach. So they started coming up with television campaigns for festivals, and their festive campaigns soon became a sort of trademark feature of their promotional endeavors. And their advertisements, also television ads, revolved around weddings, families, and all had relatable narratives that helped them to establish a brand connect with the audiences. Now over the years, Tanishq and Lowlinters together, they came up with some memorable and socially relevant advertising campaigns. It was in 2013 when Tanishq came up with a wedding collection advertisement that worked on breaking the stigma associated, social stigma associated with second marriages. And the bride featured in the ad was a dark-skinned bride, and that also was an important issue in a country where you know, a lot of people focus on fairness as a desirable feature or a characteristic in a person. And this became a turning point of sorts in the advertising journey of Tanishq. Once again in the same year, in 2013, Tanishq addressed a socially relevant issue, that of gender equity. So in 2013, the Supreme Court of India upheld Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code, which criminalized homosexuality, and many brands in this context extended support to the LGBTQ community through some creative advertising, and Tanishq too joined this effort. They released a poster which they featured on their social media handles where they depicted a pair of earrings and with the statement that two of a kind always make a beautiful pair. Then in the year 2016, Tanishq presented a fresh perspective on the festival of Raksha Bandhan with a campaign that celebrated the bond between sisters instead of traditionally focusing on the brother-sister bond. So this was a huge success because around 20,000 people shared the ad alone on Facebook. And in 2016, the startup culture became the context for another notable campaign by Tanishq, where they showed a young woman winning an entrepreneur award, and the ad was for Tanishq's Niloufar collection. Now once again with this ad, what Tanishq did was that it highlighted an important socio-economic transformation in India, the startup culture, and it also highlighted the fact that women are actively establishing and leading startups. So they were able to make people sit up and take notice, and this ad received around 2 lakh views on YouTube just within 5 days of its launch. Now for another campaign, Miraya, Tanishq brought up the issue of women's work-life balance, where it was in the context of a 40th birthday party of a lady, and it focused on highlighting the fact that women must get to lead their lives without having to take care of other people's needs and continuously, shouldering some responsibility or trying to beat some deadline. So they should get some time for themselves. And late last year in 2020, we all know the Tanishq Ekatvam campaign, which was eclipsed by controversy. So, however, despite this, over the years, the brand has brought up progressive ideas on pertinent social issues, be it remarriage, be it gender equity, work-life balance, family bonds, and has also challenged stereotypes. So Tanishq's tryst with Bollywood is something we'll discuss briefly. So in film placement of its specially created collections for the silver screen, we saw in films like Padmavat and Paheli. So in Paheli, all the jewelry worn by Rani Mukherjee and Shah Rukh Khan, the protagonists in the story, was designed by Tanishq. For the Padmavat collection, around 200 artisans worked round the clock for over 600 days, and they created all those iconic pieces which in the movie were worn by the protagonists in crucial scenes. So whether it was a festive celebration of Diwali or Holi in the movie, or the Ghumar dance, or even the Jauhar scene towards the end, they all were specially created for Padmavat by Tanishq. And the collection reflects an era in Indian history when jewelry was all about its craftsmanship, detail. It was a statement of grandeur, and it was something very exquisite, exclusive. So in the year 2015, Deepika Padukone, a prominent Bollywood actress, was named as a brand ambassador for Tanishq, and the campaigns which featured Deepika continued to focus on relationships. And Deepika, as well as her family, featured in a series of television campaigns based on true relationships. And apart from appearing in television campaigns, Deepika also made appearances at events around the world to which she wore Tanishq jewelry. So to conclude this episode, here are my key takeaways from Tanishq's journey. The brand was able to make inroads into a market which for centuries has been dominated by traditional jewelers with some clever strategizing by making a case for purity and design excellence. And now, while building a national brand in the domain of jewelry, the Tanishq was, they were very careful about taking into consideration regional differences, tradition and preferences to devise a customer-centric philosophy. So by retailing through their own Tanishq stores, they could control the customer experience and deliver customer delight better than, a brand which used the franchise format. Cutting across price points with jewelry for every sort of budget, from everyday wear to say expensive exclusive wedding jewelry, the brand extended its customer centric approach to pricing as well. And their thought provoking campaigns that raise social issues instead of simply focusing on the beauty of design, They exhibit a commitment to society and an approach that goes beyond merely selling products. A human connect in its advertising initiatives is seen in all the television campaigns which they have come up with so far. Thank you all for joining me as I traverse the path on this almost 3-decade-long journey of Tanishq. Do subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you find your podcast. Thank you for listening. I appreciate the time that you invest in listening to my podcast. And there are some very popular, most listened episodes, like the one I've done on Amul and the Coca-Cola campaign. If you haven't listened to them, please do listen to those episodes and share the podcast with anyone who you feel might benefit from listening to it. Thank you.